Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Charles Munnington program, brought to you by the BBC. Tonight I bring to you a story dear to my heart, once oh very sad and tragic. The story of my great-grandfather's death upon the Titanic. Without much further ado, let us begin. My great-grandfather, John Jacob Munnington IV, was born in Wessexford upon Lincolnshire in Sussex, upon October the 24th in the year of our Lord 1887. He was born to my great-great-grandfather Sir John Jacob Munnington III, and his wife Victoria, both inventors and pioneers of the great incandescent pornograph, a device used to film and play pornography. Despite the Victorian era's uptightness on the subject of sexuality, my great-grandparents became millionaires. However, they were arrested for the acts of buggery and fornication with Negroes, and were executed on the Tower of London in 1899. My great-grandfather, at the age of 12, became the sole inheritor of a pornography company, and at the age of 16 commissioned the construction of a ship to further entertain his customers, the Titanic. The word Titanic came from the word it is, and in us referring to anal sexual relations. The ship could provide possibly illegal sexual behaviors in international waters. My great-grandfather hoped it'd make him even wealthier. The ship was finally finished in 1911, and set sail on its maiden voyage to America in 1912. John Jacob Munnington IV took his young wife Harriet on board, and made passionate, sweet monkey love with her, covering the deck with their bodily fluids. Unbeknownst to them, tragedy would strike them in the cold North Atlantic. As daisy chains, orgies, and gangbangs occurred in the ship's numerous decks, a giant squid struck the side of the ship, ripping into the hull and arousing several Japanese squid porn fetishists on board. Water started to pour into the ship, drowning many a nude person, and as the ship started sinking, the passengers found only inflatable sex dolls like the kind Prime Minister Christian Weston Chandler uses in his Iceberg Lair. With great bravery, a Negro man named Tyrone Ponerswell took as many sex dolls as he found, and lashed them together with extra long anal beads, the kind that Prime Minister Christian Weston Chandler orders, and created a raft on which he placed John Jacob Munnington IV and his wife Harriet. From Harriet's diary, however, it is said that John Jacob told the Negro,
"Get the fuck off my fucking raft, and away from my fucking wife, you nigger, before I skull fuck your eyes out."
His hate would later prove to be his downfall, because as John Jacob started unzipping his trousers, a gust came over him, knocking him into the briny sea. Tyrone huddled against Harriet until they were rescued, and Harriet gave birth to twins, my grandfather Edward, and my grand-aunt Catherine. My grandfather moved back to England, and sired my father Richard, who sired myself, whilst my grand-aunt stayed in America, and moved to Georgia. She had a daughter, who married Nathaniel Forrest Moonman, and they had a son named Malcolm, but enough about him. So ends with our program tonight. I hope that this part of my family's history touched you all tonight, and possibly even made you all touch yourselves. This is Charles Munnington signing off, and good night.